In cities including Chicago, New York, and San Francisco, elderly women in Chinese neighborhoods are becoming the victims of a peculiar financial crime. The so-called blessing scam convinces victims to have their valuables prayed over or face terrible tragedy. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Mina Kim explains.
The day scammers targeted Kongying Wang, she was shopping for vegetables at a San Francisco farmer's market. Wang says it all began when a woman with a bandaged hand called out to her.
Hey, elder sister, do you know of a Chinese herbalist doctor who's selling his herbs here?
Wang told the woman she knew of no such person when a second woman approached, claiming to know the doctor.
My mother-in-law suffered a stroke and that doctor cured her. And that doctor just lives close by here.
Wang says the two women convinced her that she should meet the doctor too. As they walked, they asked Wang many personal questions.
So I told him about my family, the number of sons that I have, my mother-in-law, my husband.
Then they ran into a third woman who claimed to be the doctor's granddaughter. She took one look at Wang and said great misfortune would befall her family. Wang's husband would fall ill and her youngest son would die in 3 days. Wang panicked. The woman assured her that her grandfather, the doctor, could help. Wang just had to gather all the cash and jewelry she could.
I was so scared that I wanted to kneel down on the ground to beg for the doctor to help me.
The scam on Kongying Wang is called the blessing scam. Elderly Chinese women place their valuables in a bag that the thieves swap out for an identical bag as they give the fake blessing. They then tell the women not to open the bag for days. The crime is effective because it plays on popular superstitions in Chinese culture, says Edith Chan with the city's Adult Protective Services. Chan works with scam victims.
Some of them mentioned that they actually couldn't go to sleep to the point that they need to take sleeping pills. At least one person mentioned that she's afraid to go back to the same neighborhood.
There were huge emotional injuries and obviously devastating economic injuries.
That's San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon. He says more than 50 people have reported being scammed in the city over the last year.
These suspects understand the vulnerabilities within this particular community and they're abusing or they're certainly taking advantage of that.
Gascon has been advising New York City on prosecuting cases there, and he's launched a public awareness campaign to alert potential victims using bus ads, tote bags, and the ethnic media. For Kongying Wang, that outreach made a difference. As she rushed home that day to get her jewelry and money, Wang says she stopped.
All of a sudden, I looked up at the sky, and it's almost like a moment of clarity. And at that point, I remember I read about it in the paper, and I've seen this in the news before.
So Wang headed straight to the police station, and soon authorities captured the scammers.
Us Chinese people, we work really hard to save up our money, and I was just very happy that I was able to help somebody.
City officials gave Wang an award recently, but she says she doesn't feel like a hero, just lucky that the heavens took care of her. For NPR News, I'm Mina Kim in San Francisco.